Let's go back to our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Sal Valentino of the Beau Brummels. You did some duets with Sly.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. They're unbelievable, too. That's what I really, the one, the song that he wrote, The Jerk, you know, he wrote The Swim, and he was part writer on The Swim and Swim Again, or whatever it was called, for Bobby Freeman. And there's one they did, he had a lot of them. He was working on these things all the time because, you know, he had a hit, so he's going to do more. And he wrote this thing called The Jerk long before Steve Martin ever came up with the movie. And man, it's he's just like, you can hear it in him. He's just like, he's cheering me on and stuff and having a great time. And he sings, he could do everything, Sly. He sang great. I mean, he was what I really admired about him is that he was so brave, so outgoing. You know, and I was kind of ingoing, I was the opposite. And so I was a little shy and not sure of myself and stuff. But Sly was that way at all. But when he went for it, when he was making a record, boy, it was like, you know, that kind of energy. He was really into it and he really liked doing it and he was good at it.
Whose idea was it that a white and black guy could make a record together in 1964?
Well, you know, it didn't seem to matter that much then in San Francisco, I guess. It didn't matter to him. I was surprised that he asked me, you know, like I say, because he could have did two parts or all the parts himself, you know. But he was kind of fascinated with my voice, is what he told me.
Sometime around 1966, Donahue and Mitchell got tired of running a record label, and they sold Autumn, and they sold the Axe, your recording contract, to Warner Brothers Records. So suddenly, now you're a Warner Brothers recording artist, along with, who else was on the Warner Brothers label at that time?
The Everly Brothers, probably had about 20 albums there by then. Yeah, I think Kenny Rogers was still there, maybe with, what was that ensemble he had, Kenny Rogers.
And the First Edition.
Yeah, that one. Who else was there? Oh, Cookie Burns and Connie Stevens, was it?
Somewhere around this time, you're hooked up with Lenny Wernicker, who would eventually become president of Warner Brothers Records and make that label the most exciting record company in the business. but some of his first records were with you guys. Is that right? What was Lenny doing when you first started making
Lenny
records?
Lenny came from, you know, he started out with some of the acts that came with us. They were thrown in with us. And the acts were, the original name was the Tiki's, which turned into the Harper's Bazaar. And he did Paul Simon's Feeling Groovy with them. And then there was a couple other bands called the Vegetables and the Moja Men. And from those two bands emerged the Moja Men that had the hit record that was kind of co-produced with by Van Dyke Parks of Sit Down, I Think I Love You. Yeah. And then the guy that managed all of us went to Lenny and said, how about, and Lenny was really interested. That's what he wanted. He wanted the Bo Brummels a lot. And Elliot moved to L.A. at that time on his own without telling anyone. And he was there. I guess he thought he was going to get a jump on things. And so then next thing I know, Ron calls me and they want me to come to L.A. to talk about making records, to start doing some records. And that's when I first met Lenny. We commenced to do stuff, with just the two of us. Actually, Meager was in on a little bit of it. And Lenny was not crazy about John Peterson's drumming. He was pretty particular with drum stuff, Lenny. So it was primarily Ron and I. First thing we cut, I thought, Jesus, I've died and gone to heaven here. It was 2 days till tomorrow.
It is 2 days till tomorrow. Voices calling to me, and their echoes fall around me like the wild foaming sea. And she's coming, I can hear her cries surrounding me. She's coming, and it is no mystery at all. Shades of twilight fall on her eternally, and she's coming. I can hear her cries delighting me. She's coming, and it is no mystery at all to me. Waiting and watching for her to shades of twilight fall on her eternally, and she's coming. I can hear her cries delighting me. She's coming, and it is no mystery at all to me. Waiting and watching for her to
So we commenced going from there, and we never got any luckier than that with the singles. We were trying to do singles. He wanted to have hit single, and like he'd had with those other two guys, wanted to have him with. He was also producing Van Dyke Parks at the time. He was also doing Randy Newman at the time. He was also doing Tommy Northcutt at the time, who was sort of a Sal Valentino-like Canadian singer.
How did the Triangle album come about?
You know, we'd done that single 2 days till tomorrow, and Ron said, okay, well, we're going to do an album, you know, and what we were trying to do is continue trying to get singles. And Ron came up with the, I think Ron probably generated the idea of doing it as a concept, not so much as Stan Kornin wrote about on the back of the album, but we tried to do something like with a beginning and an ending, you know, that made sense. And there were three of us still available at the time, because John Peterson had gone over to the Harper's Bazaar to play with them on the road. He didn't do any of the records. And Declan was just gone. We'd fired him a couple of years back. And so there was Triangle. And Elliot researched the idea and stuff and put it together. And
how do you feel? How do you feel? Run into summer with winter on your heels. How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you happy in running so wild? Are you laughing like every young child? Can you tell me if it's real? Can you hear? Hey, what can you hear? Rushing through evening before the morning's near. What can you hear? What can you hear? Day. You are love in every way. How do you feel? How do you feel? Yeah. Hey, run into shelter when shelter won't conceal. How do you feel?
This is Joel Selvin. We'll be back with more of Sal Valentino of the Beau Brummels on Selvin on the City.